My name is Sonia Choquette, and I am an intuitive and spiritual teacher. And today I'm going to introduce you to how to create your heart's desire.
Here's my heart's desire, singing out through me. Universe directs me to be all I'm meant to be.
As I reflect on my experience in developing this program over the last 28 years, a profound sense of gratitude and enthusiasm sweeps over me, both for my teachers on the physical and the spiritual plane. This program exists truly for me as my own heart's desire manifested. So let me begin by telling you a little bit about how this program came to be written. Many years ago, I began doing intuitive readings for people. And initially, I believed that people came to see me because they wanted to know what I, as an intuitive, saw for their future. I thought that they made appointments to have a look into my world and see what my perspective was for their lives. It didn't take long for me to realize that is not why people ever go to see an intuitive counselor. The truth is, they go for an entirely different reason. For example, a client might come to me one day and say, "Please tell me about my career, my profession." But what they really meant was, "Please tell me that the career that I want or the job I just applied for wants me and will hire me." Or they might come and say, "What do you see for my love life?" But what they really meant was, "You know that person I have a huge crush on, or the one I met at the party last week? Please tell me she's thinking about me and wants to know me better." The problem was that though there were times that I could see positive things more often than was comfortable for me, the outcomes they longed for, the dreams and desires that they had in their lives, were not at all what I saw. I found myself in the most uncomfortable position of shoot the messenger. But I had to say, "You know that job that you applied for last week? Well, the problem is, they hired the person who was there 10 minutes before you. Or you know that person you have such a crush on? Well, I don't think she'd even remember your face." And it was really an unpleasant experience. The interesting thing, though, was that there were certain types of people that didn't look like one another and didn't come from the same backgrounds and didn't even necessarily have the same ambitions, but they all had something in common, a certain vibration, a certain aura, if you will, a certain powerful energy. And every time I encountered this energy, this vibration, this aura, I knew that no matter what it is that they were desiring, they would in fact get it. So it became my desire to figure out why some people are successful and not others. Because I didn't want to be in the position, especially having people feeling so vulnerable to come to me in the first place, to actually snatch away their dreams or discourage them. I made up my mind very early in my own career that if I had any influence on anyone, that it would be solely to assist them in achieving what it is they really wanted. And so my quest began. I had 3 spiritual teachers, the first being my own mother, a survivor of war-torn Europe in World War II. Through her own creative incentive and ability, she taught me that the universe was willing to support me if I brought my intention and my imagination to whatever it is I wanted. My second teacher was a man named Charlie Goodman, an intuitive and clairvoyant from England, who mentored me for many years and taught me all about the power of consciousness and energy. And my third and perhaps most profound teacher was Dr. Trenton Tully, who taught me that the universe is comprised of energy, And the magic wand is awareness and knowing how to use your awareness and your energy in the direction that you want to go. In my passion for understanding energy and awareness, I became an avid student of metaphysics. I studied astrology, Kabbalah, numerology, yoga. I studied auras, the chakra system, meditation. And in all of my studies, everything boiled down to one thing. We are spiritual beings, and our purpose on earth is here to create. And we can create whatever it is we want if we only learn that the process of creativity is consistent, consecutive, and impartial. By that I mean that it doesn't matter what your background is, what your economic status is, it doesn't matter even what your education is necessarily. What really matters is that you understand what the creative principles of manifestation are and that you use them step by step from beginning to end. And this is what this program is about. We are indeed the creative architects of our lives. With my teacher's help, I learned these principles in theory, and I have put these principles into practice. In doing so, I have manifested miracle after miracle. I have been amazed and delighted at how generous the universe is and how willing it is to respond and meet us in the middle if we will only do our part. Finally, 14 years ago, I started teaching these principles to my clients one by one as they came for their psychic and intuitive consultations. Eventually, as I found I was repeating myself over and over again to individuals, I came up with the idea to try to teach these principles with my husband, Patrick, in little groups in our home. We began to practice bit by bit, and we called this workshop that we invented The Nature of Reality and How to Create What You Really Want. Initially, it was a grandiose and very intellectual pursuit, and we found that most people got bored really quickly. But as our students began to work with us and taught us how to learn, we began to distill these principles bit by bit, refining and getting down to the essential, specific essence of what it is we were trying to teach, and eventually we came up with this program, Creating Your Heart's Desire, The 9 Steps to Manifesting What You Really Want.